Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Actually, we are speaking with Grant Birchall right now. Grant, thanks for joining us in the K-Rock Hub. Tom King, Ben Casanilia, and Mark Neal joining you for Geelong Marine World. Congratulations on the win tonight. Gee, I tell you what, you're under pressure down back in that last quarter.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was a real gritty win from the boys. And, yeah, fair to say we're under the pump there in the last quarter. But, really proud of the way the boys fought it out. And it was a really hard-fought victory in the end.
You would have braced for that, wouldn't you, knowing when they're 20 points down at three-quarter time, they're playing to stay alive for a top-four berth. Do you have much to say in your defensive unit at three-quarter time to the younger players down back, the likes of Answorth and Stasevich and Lester to, you know, right, boys, this is where you just got to really lock in for 25 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. We've been really strong as a back six all year, and we just wanted to hold our shape behind the footy and make sure we're really connected as a back six. And, we were able to do that in the last quarter. We knew they were going to try and bring the ball through the corridor and taste some ricks. So, I thought our boys did a super job, and it was a real gritty win.
Unless it completely falls apart, you're going to finish with the double chance. I know you've still got some work to do with three games to play, but do you allow your mind to drift and think that you could one day be a five-time premiership player?
No, I focus week on week with my older body. I just get through day by day, so that's what I focus on. We've got a tough game coming up against the Gold Coast on Wednesday. They're coming off the bye, so they're going to be fresh and ready to go. We can't look too far ahead.
Grant, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to have a player of your profile and calibre on. Have you felt expectations, probably not the right word given your experience, but have you felt a sort of a pressure in some ways to take over that role from Luke Hodge and be that coach and maybe be a little bit more vocal? I don't know whether you're really vocal at Hawthorn, but have you played any differently or done anything different than you otherwise would have when you're at Hawthorn to try and fill that void of Luke Hodge not being there?
Not really. Look, Luke Hodge is one of the best leaders in the game. I'm not Luke Hodge. I'll lead and try and do my best in that area. We're fortunate that we've got Darcy Gardner and Harris Andrews who are in our leadership group and lead by example down there as well. So we've got a good group. I really enjoy leading the boys down there, and I just try and play my role for the team and, speak up when I have to and just try and lead by example through my actions.
Who's somebody who, you know, you may not have known much about who's really surprised you within the Brisbane group?
No one really. Young Stasevich has had a terrific year down back. He's probably one guy that has really stepped up his game. He's had some injury troubles over the last couple of years, so he's really stepped up as a young player. And young Zach Bailey's really stood up as well. So there's a whole heap of guys throughout the team that have really stepped up their game, and that's why we're sitting on the ladder where we are at the moment.
For Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Brisbane veteran Grant Birchall, here's Mark Neild.
Grant, thanks for joining us and well done this evening on a really well-deserved victory. Mate, you sort of undersold yourself there when you spoke about you've got to go day by day with your old body and all those sorts of things. And I think from my point of view, it puts into perspective just how difficult this year has been. Can you explain to our listeners, with all the footy you have played, you've just told us that you've got to turn around in 4 or 5 days again. What does the next 4 or 5 days look like for you?
It's all about recovery for me. A lot of ice bars, a lot of stretching, a lot of massage. And that's basically about it. We'll have a bit of a review of the game and we'll move on to the Gold Coast very quickly. Probably have a bit of a captain's run the day before. That'd be my week, really. It's an unusual circumstances that we're in, but the boys have really embraced it. And we just roll with the punches. So, it's been good fun. I'm really enjoying being out in the park and playing footy with these guys.
Well, I think we can tell that by we're a long way from just rolling with the punches. We're still locked up down here, but we can see on the TV, we can see what you're doing. You seem to be enjoying yourself. One other one I just want to quiz you on. You were talking about the leadership of, say, an Andrews or a Darcy Gardner, and I know Harris Andrews was off the field in that last quarter, injured, and let's hope that's not too bad. Can you have a go at explaining to our listeners someone like a Darcy Gardner, when you're under the heat of what's happening in the last quarter, the opposition's coming at you, how does he lead? What does he say? Because he's got a Geelong connection. We're a Geelong radio station. Lots of people down here know him. So what type of leader is he?
I think he leads by exactions, Darcy Gardner. He puts his body on the line. He does all the one percenters. So that's the way he leads. He certainly stepped up in the off-field area with his voice in meetings and so forth. So, yeah, I forget these guys are early 20s. They're still so young, and it's really exciting. Yeah, he's just he's a ripper to play alongside.
Grant, talk to us about what 2021 holds for you. Is it something that you'll discuss with the Lions at the end of the season, or was it always a two-year plan? How do you sit with that at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a one-year deal with a trigger, so I think I've reached my trigger. But I'll sit down with Fags and the guys at the end of the year and talk through where the club is at, where I'm at, and all those sorts of things. So yeah, I'm just purely focused on each game and trying to do the best I can for the Brisbane Lions Footy Club. So
in a way, has this shortened season probably helped a little bit? And also the other side of that is that you haven't had to travel as much as you probably would have thought. You would have thought, gee, I might be making 7, 8, 9 interstate trips, and whereas you're probably only going to end up making 3 or 4 and spending most of the time in your own bed and playing at the Gabba.
Yeah, no doubt. I think having that break after round one really helped me. Enabled me to get some more miles into my legs, get even more stronger and resilient with my body. So I used that time really, really wisely and, trained really hard. So, now I'm able to back up each week and, I've been able to tick a lot of boxes. So definitely the shortened games have really helped, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We've enjoyed watching you. Just before we let you go, Tom Fullerton and Harris Andrews are both hurt out of the game with leg injuries. Have you had a chance to catch up with them and get an indication of how they're travelling?
I haven't caught up with them yet. I think they're both... I think Fullerton's done a little bit of a quad and Harris Andrews a hammy. So I'm not sure the extent of those injuries, how serious they are. So we'll have to wait and see throughout the week. But I dare say they'll be in doubt for next week.
Oh, fingers crossed they get back soon, especially Harris Andrews. He's been such a key pillar down back for your footy club. Grant, really enjoyed watching you slip into what we call the Luke Hodge role at the Brisbane Lions. It's good fun to watch players late in their careers go and, give somewhere else. You'd given all you could for the Hawthorn Footy Club in 4 premierships, and you never know, you might just jag a 5th in the Brisbane Lions, playing in a grand final at the Gabba as well. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate your time. Great to talk to you.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.